Hello, and welcome to Pro You Podcast, episode number 394, Law of Attraction. Obviously did not make that up. But the sentence, attracting that which you are like, kind of was just stuck in my head. Because, you know, I was at this point going, you know, I'm just doing better and things are getting better. And I'm like, you know, I feel kind of weird on the podcast just talking about how great my life is now. I had to, you know, sit down with myself going, yo, you shared everything, good and bad, all the bad, you know, for 5 years, 5.5 years. If you were journaling, you would have shared all that stuff. Now things are better. What, you'd stop journaling? You'd stop putting it in because you felt bad? No, you journal the good. You'd be like, oh my God, this is amazing. I'm so thankful. So that's what you're doing to the podcast. There you go. And I'm like, yeah, but it keeps getting better. Like, I was super excited, thankful, and the best year ever, 2020, when I turned 55. And then 2021 starts and it gets better, and then this happens, and then this happens, and I'm like, oh my God, that got better, and then another thing, and then another thing, and I'm like, kind of that deer in the headlights going, what's going on? It's like, well, I can be surprised and amazed by it, or I can just go, it's the law of attraction. And I Googled it and I found it, and I'm going to chat about it on this episode. I also chat about failing better. A client shared that title with an email she sent, and it was super, super fantastic, and I loved it. So I Googled that, and that's got a whole story behind it as well. And then some client quotes, some moments, and some things that are happening, and it's all good. It just seems like a nonstop good time to be Tom. And, you know, that is exactly, you know, the water I'm selling if you're coming to my well. Because it's just what's happening. It's just good and it gets better and it gets good and it gets better. And I don't know, I just love life right now. Like, I love living life right now. It's not perfect. I'm not perfect. But how I'm looking at it, viewing it, and experiencing it is completely different than I did for 50 years. And, you know, even the last, I would say, 50 to 54 weren't like this. But turning 55 to this year, I'm like, okay, this is like, how long can I do this? How long can I be here? And again, that's what I'm selling. Come to my well by the water I sell. I hope you are doing well. And I've been, you know, saying this, but if there's someone out there, listening, not wanting to reach out, feeling a little weird, insecure, you're alone, you don't want to share your bad with anybody, you don't want anyone to look deep inside of you. Everyone I train is the best they've ever been. Everyone I train impressed themselves in 2020 by how well they did in lieu of the pandemic. That's a pretty solid quote. It's a pretty solid team. Not quantity. I don't got a ton of people. I'm just saying everyone. Bunch of ways to shout out. Bunch of ways to chat. Message me. Reach out. Email. ProUpodcast@gmail. Facebook, Instagram. Bunch of ways. If you'd like to chat. And we can just chat for free and see if it's something you'd like to do and continue. But I'm here. And, you know, I'm not trying to do anything. I'm really not trying to accomplish anything, which is like stupid dope for me, because a lot's happening and a lot's accomplishing, like I am working on it. But what I am doing is helping people enjoy their lives and be a better them. And that I think I can do with just about anybody if you just take that first step. Believe you have the strength, believe you have the courage to reach out, then do it. Poof, that's done. Move forward. Enjoy. Testing 1, 2. I don't know why I did that, but that's what came out when you don't have a filter. That's what I don't have a filter when I record. I just kind of go. I got some notes and I just go. So magical Madeline, one of my favorite clients, sent me an email that I'm going to read to you. But she entitled it Failing Better. And I'm like, wow, I like that. And before I got all excited, and I'm going to use it for an episode title, because it sounded, I mean, obviously I'd heard it before, but I had no idea what it was referenced to. So I went to Le Google, Samuel Beckett, Fail Better, from Worst Word Ho. The whole thing behind this Fail Better thing that I thought, ah, I did not know it was from Samuel Beckett. I didn't know it was anything at all, but we're all using it for this motivational kind of inspirational reason. Hey, I'm feeling better, failing better. Way to go. You know, just keep trying, failing, and you'll keep, you know, you're on your way. So this is booksonthewall.com. Today, we're featuring a Samuel Beckett quote that has gained immense popularity in recent years. You may not have known that this quote comes from the Irish author Samuel Beckett, but there's no doubt you know the words. Ever tried, ever failed, no matter, try again, fail better. The Fail Better Quote by Samuel Beckett. The Fail Better Quote was originally published in Samuel Beckett's short piece of prose entitled Worst Word Ho, his second to last work ever published. The full Samuel Beckett quote reads, ever tried, ever failed, no matter, try again, fail better. By itself, you can probably understand why this phrase has become a mantra of sorts, especially in the glamorized world of overworked startup founders, hoping against pretty high odds to make it. Even outside of the business development niche, this quote does sound inspiring, right? We think so too. That is, until you read the rest of it. Here's the continuation of that Samuel Beckett quote, the part that immediately follows the famously catchy bit. First the body, no. First the place, no. First both, now either, now the other. Sick of either, try the other. Sick of it, back, sick of the either. So on, somehow on. Till sick of both, throw up and go on. Where, neither. Till sick of there, throw up and back. The body again, where, none. The place again, where, none. Try again, fail again, better again. Or better, worse, fail worse, again, still worse again, till sick for good, throw up for good, go for good, wear neither for good, good and all. As this markedly darker snippet of text demonstrates, Worst Word Ho seems to have nothing to do with positivity, motivation, or progress. In fact, it seems to be that the only recompense Beckett's narrator can come up with for the absurdity of existence is to fail better the next time. So there you go. There's that. So use fail better, but just know where it's from. But I'm always kind of telling people, look, you know, it's when I realized, look, here's your flaws, and they're probably going to be there for a while, maybe forever. But if you really focus on your good and you're thankful and you control the monkey mind and you flame the fire that you have, you're thankful for that which you have. It just, you know, it seems to get easier. And you seem to start accepting that, okay, I had a bad day, I had a bad moment, okay? That's that thing that I don't do well. All right, but hey, I'm trying. Hey, I'm better at it. I'm way better at it than I used to be. So that's kind of what resonated with me when she entitled her email, Failing Better. Hello, Tom. I'm home from a day out. It was needed. I listened to some of my backlogged and heard episodes and heard your so kind words. Thank you so much. I'm so happy we are part of each other's story. I was out today because Friday and Saturday were wobbly days. My ADHD is my biggest challenge in maintaining consistency. Thursday, I got sucked into something online, and when I looked up, it was 5 a.m. This obliterated my sleep pattern. Friday, I got through work, but was too tired to complete a workout. I did the forward stretch, but that was it. Good enough for 2 hours of sleep. I was still feeling it Saturday. I wasn't eating right, and I could feel that downward spiral start. So I decided I needed to wake up on schedule Sunday and get out and follow the program. Hashtag that we had set up. I added the hashtag we had set up. I scheduled a double platelet donation at the blood donation place, and this morning I got up, cycled, got ready, and did it. I ate right, I drank all the water, and then as a reward, I heard your encouragement on the podcast. I know without being medicated, I'm going to have these stumbles, but more and more, I am able to correct my course. I know my ADHD is not me. It's just some brain chemistry I need to handle, and I'm getting more consistently able to quickly settle my canoe when it gets shook. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I would have never gotten here without your help. Much love, Madeline. You know, I honestly can't tell you how much that fills my heart. Again, fast forward. Tom, you're 56, and here's an email you get. And if that was all the information I got, okay. It just, my cup overfilleth, and I've just got these dope people in my life, and they're all deeming themselves worthy, and like that, they're realizing, look, I got some grooves that have been there a minute, and they're going to be there a minute, and I'm not going to fix everything tomorrow, but I don't have to. I just got to be the best I can today. I have to be thankful today, right now. I have to be present today. And if I'm doing that, yesterday took care of itself. I'm pretty sure tomorrow will as well. So I'm just going to stay focused right now, because that's all we really have is right now. So another client, Dan, said, be an observer. And I just loved it, because that whole separation, you know, if you just take your feelings out, you step back a little bit, and you look at your life, you're observing. Okay. And I've been saying that to people, like, look, you're getting information. Do you get upset at your car when it runs low on fuel? Or do you simply go, oh, I'm low on fuel, information, let me go fill it up, let me respond accordingly? I just don't think there's a lot of emotion or feeling in that. You observed your gas gauge. It said low. You went and filled it up because you chose to respond in that way. You just transfer that premise to your pro-you path. Just observing. Oh, you know what I'm not good at? Oh, you know what I still need to work on? Oh, you know, I'm finding out I'm really, really pretty much convinced what my squeaky wheel is. You know what's really been hard to work on? You know, there you go. Great. I'm observing it. And I didn't use that verbiage, but, you know, 2020 for me was going, okay, Tom. You know, you can point out the things that you still do poorly, don't do perfectly, as long as you want. That's fact. Like, but how's that going to serve me? And it was just easy going, I'm just not going to do that. And it's like when I became my biggest fan, my cheerleader, I thought, well, no one really was like this, that I was really around. Like, all right, there's you. Love you. And I said this before. It's like, oh, I like me. And I not I didn't like me. I just never really said that before. We're in a place where I was like looking at myself and pausing and reflecting and then going, oh, I do like me. You know, if I met me right now, I would like me. And then it was like 2020 was just, but love you, self-love, way to go. Look what you do. Be happy. Be thankful. You know, I'm celebrating what I have, who I am. And it turned out to be 2020, COVID, pandemic, blah, 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 which, again, just made me more thankful. And I think just made me want to shine that light more, going, look, I don't have more. But somehow, I'm just, like, incredibly thankful and therefore vibrating, I think, a little bit higher and therefore doing a little bit better in lieu of all the things that were going on around and in the world. So, again, if you can step back and step back just to get the pain out of, I can punch you in the arm, you're going to go, ow. Okay, cool. Tom hit me in the arm and it hurts and it's a little sore and it's already red. Great. Now, phase two, step two, what are we going to do? Let's get to that part. That, you know, the flat tire's done. Let's move forward. It's information. Car, low on gas. Fill gas tank. Domo arigato. So Mosher had a killer quote. Disappointment reality not meeting expectation, and that expectation is based on a reality that you imagined. And we were chatting about me moving because I'd had this quote in my mind. I said it on a podcast. I said, well, why wouldn't I move? It's like, well, I took a trip up the coast and I was like, okay, I'll find an area up here because that's kind of where I think, you know, would be close to, you know, areas that I like. And I was just driving through going, nope, nope, nope. Because there was like nothing I was digging that I'm like, well, why would I live there? And now I'm really not close to anything. But I realized it's like, well, and Mosher was like, well, what was in your head? And I'm like, you know, I had this picture of this beach with these stones. And then there was a cool little clean dope town, you know, just shortly away from that. And it would, you know, blow Rincon away. And I'm like, okay, there it is. And all I learned was like, well, Rincon's the best beach I've ever been to. It's amazing. It reminded me how much I love Rincon. And for what I do as far as the variety of stones and the canvas, you know, with the sand and the land, the stone formations coming out of the sand. And the, I mean, it's just a plethora of like toys that specifically meet my specific needs. So I was like, you know, just kind of stay close to Rincon. But I kind of drove home and got in this place going, wow, I have no clue, which was that kind of a little bit of disappointment. And it's like, well, there you go. And that's where we came up before with that, you know, discovery is great. Discovery with expectation is not. Why? Well, that's the whole thing. I had this expectation of finding this unicorn. It's like, well, did the unicorn exist? Did you ever see or hear of this? It's like, nope. Have you been? And I'm like, well, I was up in parts of Northern California. And, you know, a vague memory. But it was kind of cool because in that same conversation with Mosher, he mentions Ojai again. And I think he had mentioned it in the past. And I'm like, yeah, like, you know, it's cool town, but why would I go there? Well, now I had visited, and I have this in a note, but Santa Paula is a small town that no one that I've mentioned it to has ever heard of, about an hour north of L.A. Not coastal, more kind of northeast. But this, I went and checked out my art because it was up, and she sent me pictures, but I wanted to go see it live, and I had made her this gift, and I just was like, now I'm driving places and I got this eye on of, you know, like these glasses, like I'm moving. Hey, what's this town like? Hey, what are these streets? What's this area like? Where is this close to? You know what I mean? Like this whole thing. And I'm like, this is just a super cool little town. And right across from the Santa Paula Trading Company, which is a store that Tracy owns where my stuff is, found art is for sale. Like right across there's this fitness studio, and there's all like this main street. Then I just drove through the neighborhoods and, you know, just kind of started driving, and And I was like, God, this is kind of cool. And it was that thing where I was just kind of driving for discovery. So it was like super rewarding, super cool. And I'm like, okay, this is like dope, like right on. Like, it was like, well, you know, you'll just, you know, just now, you know. And it kind of hit this thing where like, look, in the next 3 months, 6 months, a year, I'm just going to start looking. And I was like, cool. But when Mosier now post the drive up north, realizing Rincon's probably the dopest beach I may find, and inland cool towns, there, you know, a lot of diversity. So, you know, they're not that, oh, they're all over. And then, and that very day, it was kind of windy, and I'm like, I just don't want to drive to the beach if I think it might be windy. And, you know, I've been busy and a lot going on, so it's like, I don't have to go. But I did have something I wanted to drop off at Mosier's, and I thought, just right after, I went, oh, why don't I just take a drive to Ojai? I mean, I drive like 3/4 of the way to Rincon and then exit on this road called Highway 33, and it takes you right to Ojai. And I know that wasn't because Scott's like, yeah, I just went there. Him and his wife bought their puppy Norman to this dog thing, because that's where the dog trainer was at that had Norman before they rescued him. And that was why it was on his mind, or he had just seen it or whatever. And then I just started thinking about, you know, it's funny because I stayed there twice, and I stayed at this Capri Hotel, which is super cool. It was puppy friendly, and it had a pool, and I could hang out at the pool. And it was like, had a little dog yard area where we could just hang out. And I mean, it was super cool, but I didn't go anywhere. I didn't go around the town. I like sat at the hotel and didn't move, which is, you know, why I went there. But now it's like, well, now I'm going at that guy that has information about Northern California, that he kind of looking to move, and he kind of wants, you know, just like that smaller town vibe, but a nice, cool, clean, you know, smaller town. And I turn right, and I get off on that 33, and now it starts changing. And there's certain moments on certain drives, like to Tahoe and Idlewild, where you go, okay, now it gets cool. Like, topography is way different. And I had forgot that it's kind of a mountain area. So it's kind of like this little mountain town, which is kind of like Idlewild. And there's this little bitty creek in Idlewild that I stayed at in this kind of cabin, which was super cool. And there was like this little creek, and I was like, fantastic, I love it. And then I'm in the back of my mind with this whole, well, if I can't live, obviously, right on the coast, maybe I could live close to like a cool little creek or river, but yet not too far away from the ocean. And that was kind of like the one wish list. I thought it would just be easier, you know what I mean? Go inland, buy a creek, hang out, and then drive to the beach. Which sounds like the ultimate plan. And as I'm driving, the drive is super cool. And it's like quiet and it's tranquil. And I'm like, okay, so this is the road I would take to get to the beach. Or if I had to go to, you know, LA, and then I'm like, I get like close to Ojai, and I'm like, this is an hour from LA. I mean, I didn't want to move that far away just in case, whatever, if I needed to come back for something, whether it was my car or Zen or a client or whatever. But I was like, you know, I never thought, oh, it's only an hour away. I could just, and I'm like, that's close. So I started, like, it was just going to be a quick little drive through, and that's all it was. But I saw a creek, and I went, hold up. So I spent a little extra time trying to, they kind of ways, the app took me in one way, and I was headed out, going, oh, I'll just head out the same way and stop by that creek. And I didn't. They handed me out like another direction. So I doubled back, and I'm like, where's that place? But it was kind of cool because I got, okay, now I know. And it was really weird because there wasn't a lot of parking, and it was by a park, and there was this pickup truck. And I'm like, I guess you can park here. And I walked out, and there was this guy. He's like, I guess you can park there. And he was, you know, kind of nice, but kind of weird, whatever. But it was just like, I just wanted to, and I looked at this creek, and I just wanted to get down with it, because this was like a pretty cool looking creek. Like, it was way bigger than the one in Idlewild. And I'm like, this is in Ojai. I'm like, right away, I was like, oh my, like already, like every light was flashing in my mind, going, I know how cool this town is just by its reputation. And I go, my little drive-through just confirmed all of that. But all I really wanted to do was go, let me just see if there's a creek. And I'm like, what if I could live in Hawaii by a creek? And then I just got, I hung out with Zen, took pictures, videos. It was like super dope. Like, well, if that was the only spot and the only creek that I could come to, I would still do that. You know, if that was like, you know, 5 minutes from my house or I could walk there or something. So I was just like excited. And I mean, not in a, it's a real small tangent, but I'm feeling less and less of like the high or the low. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, I'm smiling and I feel good, but I'm not, like, freaking out. So I'm like, I'm just discovery. And what I discovered was just completely dope. So I set ways, and I'm like, okay, let me just go to Mosier's. I can drop it off. And then I'm like, you know, I'll just stop at Rincon because I'm close. And when I was in Ojai by that river, there's no wind at all, which kind of made me think, well, if there's no wind, that's cool. But if I leave here and there's wind, it'd be like, well, that's kind of good to know. You know, it's like, wow, this is kind of place maybe doesn't have a lot of wind. So, I set ways to Mosier's house, and it says 33 minutes. And I just laughed because I'm like, you know, like Mosier's about 5 or 6 minutes north of Rincon. So that means about 25, 26 minutes from Rincon if I was in Ojai. Which is ridiculously, if I was like 25 minutes from Rincon and I lived in Ojai next to a creek, and just, it was so funny because when I got home, because I did the whole thing and ended up going to Rincon, and it was a little windy. It was actually kind of really windy when I got to Rincon, but I was kind of smiling because I all fired up on Ojai, all fired up. I'm like, well, when I was there, there wasn't any wind, so that's good to know. You know, because there's places along the coast and valleys with the mountains that, like, are wind tunnels. So they're, like, extra windy, which I like. I just am not a big wind fan, and with balancing stones and doing what I do, wind isn't a big thing. I'm not a big fan of it. So, again, I don't want to, if I know a place is extra windy, I just don't want to move there. So I was feeling great, and then I did a little low-profile stone thing on the beach, and I'm driving home. I'm like, oh, and then I just wanted to drive through one more town that's on the coast called Carpinteria, and Mosier had mentioned that, and I'm like, you know, I just zipped through quick, but let me just check, and I drove through it again. But it was cool because all I thought, I was like, okay, I had a better look at it, I had a better feeling, but I'm like, okay, right now, pick Carpinteria or Ojai. I was like, Ojai, like, it was not even a pause, and I was like, I just really think that's it now. And again, very calm, not getting excited, just, all right, that's next indicated step. I'm going to probably move to Ojai. And it was just like that. Like, didn't dwell on it because now, you know, when I got home, it was like, you know, the week before, I mean, it was my birthday week and it was getting ready for the event and, you know, making sure I had everything registered and paperwork, and the rules for the stone balancing competition and everything like that. So I kind of was able to go, okay, cool. Pretty sure Ojai is it. I was like, it's an hour. I can go there once or twice a week, look around, check out places. You know what I mean? In a day, I don't got to spend the night. I don't have to do anything. I'm like, this is just, like, I can, like, slowly. And again, I can drive to Ojai, look around, and then 25 minutes, drive to Rincon, and drive home. You know, that'll be my day instead of just going to Rincon for the day. I'm like, this is just, and that was just peaceful. And I literally shut off my whole, I mean, it wasn't really till now recording this episode that I started thinking about Ojai again, because I literally just been so consumed with the whole art event, which just finished, and I'm not even going to get to on this episode, but that's like the most epic weekend of my life. A little precursor. So I get home, and I do realize how comfortable I am. Like, I'm like, this is kind of crazy. Like, oh, I thought, oh, I got to go get some stain. Oh, I got to go get, okay. And I ran like 5 errands in my car. And I'm like, see, that's the thing. I'm just so comfortable. Like, when I look at my life and I look at my struggles and when I was dealing with things, and it's just like ridiculously easy to be me in the greatest way possible. you know, if I need something, I gotta go get it. You know, I got, you know what I mean? Like, if whatever I need, I know where to get it. I know who to get it from. I'm like just locked in, dialed in, and just comfortable. And it wasn't a bad thing to realize. It was just like, again, just like during COVID, it's like, I'm more thankful. So when I really wasn't finding this place to move, I came back and I'm like, yeah, but you don't hate it. Like, the dog, you know, the park by your house is cool. The dog park is close. You're, you know, you take the Zen twice a week to the beach. You know, it's not like it sucks. But Mosher and I, you know, we kind of kept talking about, well, instead of going to that place you love once or twice a week, why don't you live in that place you love? And then if you need to, drive in town once or twice a week or whatever. And I said, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm ready to do. But couldn't do it before because I didn't have, you know, the capacity, the ability to, because I had clients that I needed to see, you know, in person. Now they're all like, oh, I'm cool being online. I'm like, okay, I'm out. And that to me was a blessing. Like, how comfortable Zen and I mean, I was walking Zen. I'm like, this dude could walk home from anywhere. I could just, you know, literally drop him off in my car, drop him off and go home. And I would start driving away. I mean, I would obviously never do this. It would totally freak me out. But I guarantee you, he knows where he's going all around Hollywood. Knows exactly how to get to home anytime. So this is a super dope moment. You know, there's this little feeling, little murmur going, you know, Dom, you get on the podcast and you're going, my life's great. My life's great. My life's great. And I'm like, well, you know, talking to myself, I'm like, well, you told them everything else up until now. Like you always said, it's kind of a verbal journal. You've journaled everything, good and bad, mostly the bad and the struggles and, you know, everything, you know, and now it's good. And it's like, you'd be journaling that. You'd be, you know, you would be saying all that in a journal. So keep sharing it. It's like, well, it's getting better. It's like, well, keep sharing it. That's now the fruits of your labor, and now people get to go, wow, I listened to that dude kind of walk that path for 6 years, and, you know, the last year he's really starting to kind of, you know, embrace, enjoy, experience the fruits of his labor and kind of execute this plan that he's been sharing the entire time. Being thankful, deeming yourself worthy, staying mindful. And I'm like, I just, like, all my clients are like that. Like, literally, I don't have a lot, but every client I train is the best they've ever been. And I'm like, well, that adds value. I should say that on the podcast. And I'm like, and all of them, because I did a year-end little thing with each of them, they're like, I impressed myself in lieu of COVID. Like, I did way better than I thought I would have. And I'm like, well, that has value. And I'm like, I just want to say that because, you know, again, I'm thinking, okay, there's someone out there going, well, I don't want to ask. Well, I feel weird. Well, you know, he's never heard my story. I don't want to share my story. I'm uncomfortable. I'm nervous. I don't know him. What is it like? You know, a billion questions, a billion reasons to not do it, and one reason to do it because you're worth it. So I just, you know, I said it a couple times going, hey, you know, here I am, Tom, on this podcast. You know, here's my journey. I'm executing the plan, and you know, I feel great. My clients are great. So, you know, if you want to chat, holler. You know, a bunch of ways to chat via, you know, virtual now. And everybody seems to be more comfortable with it and figured it out technology-wise because they had to. And there's so many options now, FaceTime, Skype, Zoom. And then I got a message one day. Tom would like to find out about this training thing online. And I just stopped. And it was like this warm feeling. I was like, there you go. Like a pat on the back. Just to, in every sense of just, that makes me feel good. Like, way to go. Here you go. Confirmation. Keep being you. Just went right to my heart. Because I've known this person online for a long time, and they always kind of struck me as special. And so much that at one point I sent them, mailed them photos of mine that I took, printed, and sent to her. And I'm like, I don't do that. Like, I couldn't think of a person that I'd done that to. And not once was I thinking, oh, she'd make a good client, just for whatever reason. And then she shared she got cancer. She was going through that. She's kind of, you know, I get a message once in a while, or she'd, you know, comment on something. I'd ask how you were doing. And there was always a positive attitude. You know, like I said, it was just this, you know, if I got a message from her, it was just like, okay, that's her. And she's different. She's special. It's like, that was nice. It was just like a positive thing. Like when I got to the point where I was like, if I went on Facebook and saw a name, like, ooh, I'm like, block them, unfriend them. Why do you need to see people that you like don't like, or like they bother you? And when I realized I can just cut people out, I was like, oh my God, everywhere I go, I like all these names. I like all these people. Like, you can just, you know, it's your garden. Grow the flowers you want. Cut out the weeds. And you get to determine what the weeds are. So it just, I was just like, okay. And like, we had been back and forth for a long time. And then, you know, the email, you know, she's like, I've been listening for a long time. And I was like, this is exactly what's supposed to happen. Every once in a while, I'll hear from someone. And now they have history. They've listened to me for, you know, 4, 5, 6 years. And they know me. And it was just like completely made sense. And it was never about the money. Because I know, of course, making money is a good thing and it helps you. But it wasn't that. Like, that was probably like fifth or sixth on the list. It was just going, okay, keep being you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep letting your light shine. You'll attract those people that see your light, that know your worth, and they want some. They've deemed themselves worthy. And they'll reach out, and it'll be just like butter. It'll just be easy, like done. I felt so good about it and accomplished before we met. I replied with a message that said two words in it. I promise and I guarantee. I never do that. And again, like the good I saw, and I ain't even spoken to her yet. It's like, well, how much help can you need? And it was just like, again, it was just the most, I was peaceful. Well, I am peaceful, but it was just another confirmation of, yeah, just stay there. You're good. You don't got to worry about nothing. So we ended up chatting a couple days ago, and it was fabulous. I mean, it was, because I have this one client that I've mentioned before, Madeline, and it just kind of reminded me of that vibe. Like, here's a woman, you know, in her 50s, gone through a lot health-wise, you know, not really feeling the best about herself, but has tremendous strength and courage, just doesn't know it, and has a bright light deep down inside that they believe and they want to share, but they're not really sure how to tap into it. So I'm like, oh, I did that with this woman. I can do it. Okay. You know, like, hey, I washed that car. I bet I could wash that car too. I mowed that lawn. I bet I could mow that lawn. You know, it was like really easy to me. And I'm, that's why I used those words. But when we chatted, it just was fluid and it was just easy. And entire time I was like, this just can't be it. It can't be, you know, get you to feel good because you seem like you feel good. I go, like, I say, you know, 30-minute sessions, and then I say, well, I typically always go over. I talk to her for an hour and a half. She's like, let me pay you more. I'm like, no, not what this is about at all. This is how long the first one went. This is how long the first one went. I don't really watch a clock. When I'm done talking, I'll tell you. And just shared more and opened up more. And then we kind of get to the end, and there's like, well, I think there is something inside of me that I could share that would have value. And I was like, ding, 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 there you go. All right, well, let's get you out of the way as quickly as possible. by deeming yourself worthy. Gave her some homework. She got herself a little pad, Book of Tom, take some notes in. And it was just wonderful and pleasant and joyful. It was just like, I was like, dude, if I just like, you know, once every 6 months, you know, get one like that client-wise, I totally would be stoked. I was going to say once a year, and I'm like, well, I don't really know how many, but it was just great. Like, man, I'm like, if that's the client that I get, and all I got to do is be thankful in between, psh. Done. Consider it done. So this cat that I taught group fitness with, why didn't we teach with him? I was a teacher at Crunch. He was a teacher at Crunch, and we just knew each other for a long time. He moved out east back out east a long time ago. No idea when, but he's been out there a long time. And he messaged me, and I guess he's going to open up a yoga studio, and then COVID hit. So he's like, I'm about to reopen it, and I want to have a shop next to it, and would like to have found art in the shop, in the store. And I was like, okay. And I was like, no way. Like, potentially found art in a second location. Like, I just giddy with this stuff. I'm going to kind of start getting into the title a little bit, but that thing where I'm like, okay, all I could say, if I had to just give a little 2-3 sentence snippet, is like, I'm stuttering and can't talk. I'm vibrating and attracting the level at which I'm vibrating at. So I'm at a higher vibration, therefore I'm attracting a higher form of everything. Because 2021 is insane. And that was before my birthday. And then my birthday was, you know, that was kind of the funny thing. My birthday was kind of like a regular day. Like, it was a Thursday. I got the podcast out. You know, it came out that day, and that was cool. I mean, it was a good day, but it wasn't super, you know, weather-wise. I wasn't going to the beach. It was a little chillier. I went and bought an antique. I went and bought some antiques here in the past couple times. So I cruised to this store, and I bought this very old cast iron Chinese, like a garden lantern. You just put a candle on it. I love it. And came home, and I painted it all black, the door red, totally pops. And I have my house with a candle in it, and I love it. But it was just like, that was it. I went and bought that with Zen, and we walked around. I ran errands the rest of the day and cleaned my apartment, you know, the Zen garden. And, you know, so it was like a typical day. But I knew what was coming up. Friday, the event started, then Saturday, then Sunday. Like, it was going to be this whole weekend. And then, you know, that all gets done, and then I'm like, not all gets done, but I mean, I knew all that was happening, so it's already on my, you know, my radar, and then it's like I get this message going, and here's a guy that I've known for a time. He's like, been watching your art, love your art, would like to have your art in my store. I'm like, yeah, dude, 100%, whatever you need, let me know. And again, that, oh, there's a client. Oh, look, your art's in two locations now. Well, not yet, but I'm not working on nothing. I didn't pursue any of that. I didn't write it down. I didn't wish for it. I didn't hope for it. I didn't pray for it. Like, that's kind of the Kool-Aid I'm selling now. That, to me, is what the whole vibrating thing is. That law of attraction. And that, what I was going to get to about visiting, was just a super dope moment when I went and visited my art in the first store at Santa Paula Trading Company. My new friend Tracy, who owns it, Tracy Hanna. it was just such a cool thing to go in. Well, it's just cool to see her again. And, you know, she was all excited. And I did bring a couple more pieces, but I made her the sign that had wooden letters that I didn't make, but I spelled out Santa Paula and then TC for Trading Company because it was way long, and then spray painted it rainbow, light blue, yellow, orange, and red, all the letters, so it just looks like kind of rainbow letters. And I put those cool dope rainbow letters on this dope piece of driftwood that was super, super cool. So just the contrast of this old gnarly piece of wood with these, you know, rainbow letters just made a cool sign. But the edges were kind of rough, and I thought, well, what if I really made like a really clean frame and framed it, although there'd be space, like it was the driftwood piece was floating inside this nice frame. Anyways, turned out super dope, and I kind of started making it, and about a week later, she posted that her store had been open 1 year. Like, this is a woman that lost her husband, has two young children, and now opened a store, and COVID happened. And here it is, a year later, and she looks great, and she, you know, asked my, you know, for my art to be in it. So I'm like happy for her and stoked for her. And so it's like, oh, cool, this is the perfect timing for this gift. Because I brought her a gift the first time just to say thank you for, you know, having my stuff in her store. But I just kind of wanted to make her that sign. And I guess it was kind of getting to know her. Maybe I thought, well, I did think, well, she's going to like this more because I could just tell. And she loved it. And it was just a dope moment. And it was, again, cool seeing Santa Paula in that town. It was like, well, there are cool towns. And, you know, it just was like a my art in that store, meeting Tracy in Santa Paula, the town of Santa Paula, was just a cool, cool moment, vibe, experience across the board. So I had a chat, pretty serious chat with Sir Hardwick that I wanted to share. So this is a few days ago, and you know, everything's well with him, but he kind of started thinking that, well, thinking, sharing with me that he might not be doing some of the things that he's done in the past. And you could tell there was a weight on his shoulders. And I go, well, you know, I get that. I said, but, you know, you're the best you've ever been. He was like, well, I just went, ah. And I just went off on homeboy, kind of like I've scolded him, but like I do. So he's smiling and I'm going, yo, you draw, you take guitar lessons, piano lessons, you spend time with Zoltar, your dog, and you spend time with your girl, and you're a good son to your mom. I go, when have you put that much time into you?
Never.
Exactly. Now, I get that the old Chris pursued certain things based on certain things that you, this is, you know, has value. This will have worth. This is what I want. This is what I need. This is what I'm expecting. You, I get it. I get the path you were on. But you realized those things didn't really fill all the holes. And some made more holes. And now you've listed, worked out, I mean, literally three times a week for almost a year. When have you done that? Never in the 15 years we've trained. I mean, you haven't been sick for a year. When has that happened? Never. He always gets sick. Always getting sick. Come on, I might be coming down with something. It's one of his favorite quotes. And I'm like, you are by far the best that you have ever been. I get that it's not comfortable or familiar. And that's why I dig being in people's lives, because I can be that mirror going, yo, I don't really care how you feel. You're the best you've ever been. And when I'm done talking to you, you'll nod. And when I was done talking to him, he nodded. And later that day after that workout, I sent him a text. And he sent me a text back. And he's like, thanks for your wisdom. And I'm like, you know, Chris Hardwick's saying thanks for your wisdom. You're going, okay, I'm doing something right. You know, that's what I want to do. That's how I want to feel. So, again, come to my well, buy the water I sell. And the last thing I wanted to share, well, not the last thing before I get into the law of attraction, but the episode photo for this episode, 394 Law of Attraction, is the piece that I created for the short film that I submitted to the Leaf Festival. And the Leaf Festival, which is the LEAF Llano, Texas, Earth Art Festival. And this year it was, you know, be kind, be loving, be this, be that, be, and then be Leaf 2021. And that's going to be the whole next episode. Just kind of going to drop a little tidbit. What do you call that? A little I've never done it because I never know what the next episode's going to be. And I'm like, a little what's coming next thing. That went well. You could tell that was my first time trying to explain that moment. All right, so law of attraction. I just was like, this is what's happening. You know, you kind of attract that which you are, and that was going to be the title. Stop. That's Zen. I got to stop him from licking. He got a little spot on him. I'm watching you. Then he looks, and you can see me on his peripheral. So he's like, he knows he's looking at me. I know I'm looking at him, or vice versa. All right, Law of Attraction by Ye Chen. You attract what you are. So I was going, I Googled, you would attract that which you are. And it was like, oh, the Law of Attraction. I'm like, well, there we go, fantastic. All right, it's first thing it says is reading time, 4 minutes. All right, someone time me. I've never seen that before, ever. It's like, oh, 4 minutes, really? I don't want to read it. The Law of Attraction. I've been just kind of making myself giggle this episode. Way to go, Tom. The Law of Attraction. I've been fascinated by it for a long time, and I rarely come across people who are fully aware of how much the Law of Attraction impacts their day-to-day life. Regardless of when we do things consciously or subconsciously, every bit of our existence, we are acting as human magnets, sending vibrational frequency out. Sending vibrational frequency out of our thoughts and emotions and attracting back more of what we have sent out. Unfortunately, many of us are blind to this potential that rests within us. How many times have I said, calm the brain, calm the mind, quiet the noise. There's space. What enters the space? That which lies within you. Many of us are blind to this potential that rests within us, making it all too easy to leave our thoughts and emotions unchecked. And that's another one. Monkey mind. You're not checking it. You're letting it run. Mindless. This sends out the wrong thoughts and attracts more unwanted emotions and events into our lives. I mean, you're walking out just monkey minding it. What are you attracting? Exactly. Having said this, I've learned that the Law of Attraction to be true after experiencing personal and hearing others' failures and successes. Is the Law of Attraction even real? The Law of Attraction can be seen throughout history, which was first thought to have been taught to people by the immortal Buddha. What you have become is what you have thought. There is an age-old belief among spiritualists that you draw to your life what you put out. I like how that's worded. You draw to your life what you put out. Recently, inspiring writers such as Deepak Chopra, Esther, and Jerry Hicks, and Wayne Dyer have shed light on these ideas by introducing three books, Law of Attraction, Ask and It Is Given, and The Power of Intention. Then, The Secret, which I read, and The Power of Attention. By Rhonda Byrne, The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, brought together many thought leaders in this world and spread the experience of different individuals supporting this principle. In The Secret, we learn that this is based on scientific principles, referring to quantum physics supporting this argument, that you will attract to yourself whatever you put out. Energy, vibration, chemistry. Like attracts like. This is stated in the Law of Attraction. All attractions are based on energy, vibration, chemistry, or whatever you may call it. It's all the same thing. You send out a frequency and it attracts someone or a situation of that same frequency. Real quick. That's a little bit more to read, but it totally reminded me of the flip side of this. I was tripping out. My sister was really sick and I didn't sleep the night before. And I had to get through that day and I was flying home. Because I think that's when she asked to see me and she was going to pass soon, and it was like horrible. And I remember kind of really walking fast, stressing. I had earphones on, music playing, and I was going to get coffee because I'd run out of coffee. And I was like, again, didn't sleep, and I was a mess. There's kind of people kind of around the carts, and I kind of just zipped through, and I was just heading doing my own thing, and I got way to the other side of Target, and I kind of hear this noise, and I turn around, and here at this end of my aisle is this bald dude with this baggy white t-shirt and jeans. I completely looks like a convict, and he's yelling at me, and I got my earphones on, and I'm like, and I just kind of shook my head, and I went back, and I'm like looking for the coffee, and then I'm like, okay, hold on. Kind of ill-advised for me to interrupt reading something with a story and then interrupt the story with a phone call because UPS is coming. But I needed to get the package because if you don't get the package, then they just, it's a drag trying to chase it. So back to my story. In Target with the ex-convict looking dude shopping for coffee. And I kind of hear him like yelling more, and I just was like, okay, and I can't remember what I was carrying or why I was carrying, if I had bought something. I set it all down. I took my earphones out, and I just like, let's go. And I just started walking towards him. And no, I mean, we were like shouting for a while. Like, no, I was like, are no employees, like, we're like yelling, and it's like really quiet in Target. And I'm like, how are no employees hearing this? And then he ends up walking away, and he's like, I'll be outside for you. You know, I'm like, do something, do something, do something. Like, I'm just in his face going, what? You're yelling at me. Here I am. Go. And then he ends up walking away, and this woman walks up, and she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, you know, he had a knife. I'm like, oh, I didn't see that. So my moral to the story is I walked in there with a certain vibration. And out of all the people walking in that store, he picked me. Why? Same frequency. I digress. People with a high frequency, people who love and value themselves, are happy people who vibrate on a high frequency and induces a positive response in others, while people with a low frequency, people who are insecure and self-abandoning, induce feelings of anxiety in others if we ourselves are anxious. People who are positive, open, giving, caring, and kind to themselves and others are not attracted to people who are negative, closed, and needy of approval and attention. While no one intentionally seeks out someone who is closed, negative, and needy, however, if this is you, this is what you will attract in your life. Attraction and your level of emotional health. I hear this so often. I'm a good person, but I keep meeting the wrong people in my life, followed up with, am I doing something wrong? When you learn to value yourself, deem yourself worthy, and take responsibility for your feelings, realize they're just feelings, you'll be drawn to people who also value themselves and want to share love rather than get love. I like that. Hang on, people who want to share love rather than get love. You will no longer end up with someone who judges, blames, or sees themselves as a victim. You will just not find this person attractive, as they are not at your level of emotional health. Of course, this means you need to take action if you want to increase your level of emotional health, of which some are learning. To be present in your body instead of stuck in your mind, avoiding your emotions. To acknowledge what your feelings are telling you rather than protecting against them with various addictions and self-judgments. To take action in your own behalf rather than expecting others to do this for you. Underlying all these ideas is the idea of connection. We are connected within and without. What we think and feel affects not only how we will act, but how others will act as well. The depth of our feelings and action is a critical variable in attracting what we want in our lives. I'm just going to mention those four books again. The Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks. Ask and It Is Giving Learning to Manifest Your Desires, Esther and Jerry Hicks, Wayne Dyer, The Power of Intention, and The Secret. I think there was one other one with Deepak. Law of Attraction. Oh, I don't know which one was with Deepak's, but they didn't list it. So that's what you do, people. The depth of our feelings and actions is a critical variable in attracting what we want in our lives. Thus, what I say every episode to close, as I will today, you are worth it. Welcome to your Pro You moment. Stoked you're here. You know, I keep saying at the end, these little things done consistently are how I got here. But I just keep feeling better, and I dig the life I'm living, the experience I'm having. And I'm like, well, that's why. It's these little things that I started doing consistently and built upon. And this is one of those moments. So let's begin to control that which we can. Eyes closed, seated. Legs folded, if you can. Eyes closed, neutral neck. Shoulders over your hips, navel tucked into your spine. We'll draw the inhale through the nose. We'll allow the exhale out the mouth. We'll slow down. We will stay connected to our breath, connecting our mind to our body, making us incredibly present. Anything enters the space between your ears, just kindly, calmly, ask it to leave, return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Thank you. Congratulations. Just little things, just like that. How could 180 seconds matter? Believe it can. Do it. Don't think about it, just do it. That other little thing you thought of a once in a while doing for you, do that too. And then come up with one more thing that you can do that makes you feel better. Like a game of chess. Just move that one piece. And then see what happens. What does life give you? How does life respond? And then you respond. Next indicated step. Move forward. Day by day, moment by moment. One step at a time. Staying present. Staying thankful. Staying connected. And therefore, vibrating higher. Deeming ourselves worthy of things that also vibrate higher. Peace and God bless.